Well, I'm Catherine Roberts. I'm the Director of Member and Guest Services at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. I've actually been at the museum since January 2011, when I moved from Atlanta.
Seated on a rock wall along a beautiful trail leading from Compton Gardens in Bentonville to Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, currently under construction, Catherine Roberts says she and her staff have been working hard to present a constellation of weekend membership venues.
We are going to begin with a festival in conjunction with the First Friday in downtown Bentonville. And we will be selling memberships on the square. We'll be giving out balloons and wristbands and member stickers and temporary cards to everyone who joins. We'll have lots of staff on hand and volunteers as well to answer questions.
The membership drive will continue into Saturday,
where we will be at the Farmers Market in downtown Bentonville, also in Rogers, Springdale, and Fayetteville. So we want to establish a regional presence immediately out of the box, so we can welcome everyone to become a member at Crystal Bridges. So from 7 in the morning until about 1 in the afternoon at these four farmers markets, you'll find Crystal Bridges staff ready and willing to answer questions about membership. The day continues in Bentonville from 5 until 9:30 here at the Sky Space, where we will have light musical entertainment, gelato for sale, and families are encouraged to come and visit and set up a picnic and just have a great time on the trail. We will, of course, have staff there answering questions about membership, and we're always happy to have more people join that evening.
Right now, the entrance to what is called the Crystal Bridges Art Trail is gated and locked, but this weekend, it'll open for the first time to the public, and the hope is that it will inspire would-be patrons to join up.
We created a membership program that would be all-inclusive because we feel that Crystal Bridges is a community museum. So the membership levels, there are 10 of them, range from a $35 student membership all the way up to a $20,000 guild level membership. So clearly we have benefits that are escalating as folks move up the levels of membership. And members at the initial levels will, of course, be able to enjoy all of the member previews that we hold for our special exhibitions. And naturally, this being the first year, we're most excited about launching our original member program. So everyone who joins in the first year will be considered an original member. And they will receive a beautiful four-color membership card with a piece of artwork displayed on it. They will have very special benefits. The best benefit of all is going to be that our members will have a preview of the museum 2 days prior to the public opening. People have walked up and down this trail and seen the construction site, and those who are members will actually be inside of it on November 9th. That's 2 days prior to our public opening.
The public opening, scheduled 11-11-11, expected to draw large crowds, celebrities, and known arts patrons, will reveal one of the nation's largest collections of American art tracing from colonial times to the present, much of it collected, of course, by Alice Walton. Initially the subject of ridicule, Walton's vision of housing her immense American art collection in the Ozarks is increasingly being perceived as traditional philanthropic arts venture in Middle America.
For those who decide to become members, they're really stepping into the community of Crystal Bridges. And members will receive a special magazine. They will receive advance notice of events and lectures that are available to the public, so they'll be the first ones to know. Members will also receive a 10% discount in the museum shop, which is very appealing, as well as the member preview day. So becoming a member at Crystal Bridges is about enhancing your experience. It's about adding layers of involvement and connection with the museum and with the art. So someone who is a member, for instance, might be able to come to a member preview and visit in a small group with one of our curators and talk about the art. And that's an experience that might not be available to the general public.
Museum staff are in the process of working out the cost of general admission, but members who join at the $250 level and above will have reciprocal membership privileges at over 500 museums participating in the North American Reciprocity Museum Program. So, Crystal Bridges members, for example, could at no extra cost visit the Birmingham Civil Rights Museum in Alabama, the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco, Site Santa Fe in New Mexico, the Frick Collection in New York, and the National Museum of Women in the Arts in Washington, D.C. Museum staff will also reach out to Bentonville residents on the 4th of July at a special booth at Orchards Park.
I think the most important thing we want people to be aware of is that we are proud to be in Bentonville, and we appreciate everyone's enthusiasm and support for what we're doing here, and we thank everyone for that.
Membership Director Catherine Roberts says museum staff will also begin to publicly promote Crystal Bridges, including the installation of a large billboard on I-540. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.